we are in October, of course, and we are doing some Black History Month things on the show. Yes, this is Black Champion. So as it is, of course, Black History Month, every day we're going back to the classroom and shining a light on different figures across history.
Yes, about me, people you might not have heard of before, but they are excelling in their field, excelled, had a huge impact on the world in this country, and we want to shine a light on them because I feel like our experience at school was not enough.
It wasn't enough.
There wasn't enough lights being shone.
And I am intrigued to know what Black History is like in schools now. So if you want to let us know that, you're also welcome to get involved. But we are just doing it on the radio so we can learn, you can learn, exactly. And we can, yeah, give some people their flowers.
We've got to celebrate our Black champions across all different walks of life.
All right, so who are we shining a light on today, Robert?
Today we are learning about the American mathematician Katherine Johnson.
Ooh.
She was born on August 26, 1918 in West Virginia. Her hometown didn't actually offer schooling for Black students beyond the age of 8th grade, so her family had to move just so she can continue her education.
I can't believe that. Back in the day, they were just like, nah, sorry, you can't learn because you're Black.
Think about all the talent that they would have missed out on.
Boo!
At 10 years old, she was one of 3 Black students who attended West Virginia College, graduating at the age of 18 with degrees in maths and French.
Wow.
Not just maths, French as well. You see my GCSE French? It was very, very difficult. In 1939, she was one of the first African-American women to attend graduate school at West Virginia University as well.
Already, all these accolades, I can already say she's going to be a major history maker. She's always managed to be one of a few.
Yeah, when you are a trailblazer, you tend to be one of a few. Mm. And that continued for her when she was selected to work on an all-male flight research team that helped calculate the orbit for the 1969 Apollo 11 flight to the moon.
Oh my God.
Crazy. She's co-authored 26 scientific papers, which NASA still use today.
Wow.
She's also an African-American woman who faced enormous obstacles in the professional field during her time at NASA, and she overcame all of these challenges and rose above it.
I feel like I heard about this when she was asked for specifically by astronaut John Glenn. He wanted the trajectories for his flight or something to be checked by hand by this lady.
Yeah, this is her.
Yeah.
Very, very big deal. And her contributions often went unrecognized, as they always do.
Mm-hmm.
But later on in life, she received widespread acknowledgement for her achievements. In 2015, she was actually awarded the Presidential Medal of Freedom by President Barack Obama.
A forever president.
One of the highest civilian honors anyone can get. In 2016, her story was featured in the best-selling book Hidden Figures, which was actually an Oscar-nominated film when it was brought to life. Taraji P. Henson played her and really showed what she went through. It was really, really good. A lot of people loved that film.
That film is one of my favorites. It's a great film, and it really highlighted the struggles of being Black, being a woman, being in a professional setting, being around amongst a load of men. So many things they went through.
Yeah, she's definitely a trailblazer. She is. Katherine Johnson, she actually retired after a 33-year-long career at NASA, but continued to help inspire the future generations of scientists and mathematicians through her legacy and perseverance and excellence.
So proud of our women in STEM. You know, she single-handedly pushed back on the limitations imposed on her from men, from young as well.
Exactly. Big impact, and it just goes to show, if you've got the talent and you've got the opportunity and you work hard, you can really do some world-changing stuff.
Katherine Johnson.
So many legends that we're looking at, you know.
I know, so many.
Wow.
We got a text on the WhatsApp from Arms. It said, Hidden Figures, pow!
Come on.
Big
come
film, on. Big yeah. film. If you want something to watch today, this weekend, I would suggest.
Yeah, it's Black History Month, you got to watch Black History.
Watch Roots too, by the way. And Shotters, and what else? Watch them all. If you've got any ideas of any figures we should shine a light on, you can DM us at Capital Extra on Instagram.
Yes, or you can send us a WhatsApp on the WhatsApp line. The number is 0330333131.
If you've missed any people that we've highlighted so far, don't worry, you can catch up on our podcast on our official app, Global Player.
There's so much that we're learning. I'm so gassed about this. Search Black Champions to learn more about some amazing figures in history that deserve to be celebrated. Yeah,
I know we usually do TV Tuesdays, but maybe we do like Black History Films for
Black History Films for the mom.
I know I've got loads. And Robert, who bought the potato salad?
Oh, you gotta watch that film as well. Oh my God. Don't get me gassed.
Don't get him started. Around the corner, some Tommy Richman and some Nina Skykeeper. Where you got it?
Capital Extra Breakfast.
With Robert Bruce and Shayna Marie.
Lindor is celebrating 75 years of bliss. Enjoy irresistibly smooth melting chocolate from the Lindt Master Chocolatier and be in with a chance to win a luxury trip for two to the Lindt Home.